Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 337, Grace That Is Enough. I want you to hear this carefully. Paul, the apostle, the man who planted churches, who survived beatings and shipwrecks and prison, Paul had a thorn, something painful he was asking God to take away. And God answered him, not with silence, not with a pamphlet and a five-step plan. He spoke directly, personally, with Paul's name on the envelope. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Notice what God did not say. He did not say, I'll take it away. He did not say, just hold on a little longer. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. And that word in Greek doesn't mean barely enough to get by. It carries the sense of being fully contained, sheltered, and satisfied. Like a person inside a house while the storm rages outside, not just damp from the rain, but covered, held, whole. Christ's grace does not run thin. It overflows right where you need it most. But there is a thing here we cannot rush past. God says, my power is made perfect in weakness. Not in spite of weakness. In weakness, God's power finds its fullest expression, not when we are capable, but when we honestly admit that we are not. Think about that today. Your limitation, that thing you cannot fix on your own, that place where you reach the end of yourself, that place does not push Christ away. That place is exactly where he is invited in. And Paul understood this so deeply that he did not say, I reluctantly accept my weakness. He said he would boast gladly. There is a radical joy in releasing control. Not the false joy of pretending everything is fine. The real joy of someone who has discovered that Christ is the strength they do not have. When you stop performing and stop straining, you make room for him to be everything. And look at the picture Paul gives us at the end, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Rest, not pass through, not visit. Rest, like a sheltering shadow, like a presence that settles. Do you remember when the Spirit descended on Jesus at the Jordan? He did not come in a hurry. He came to stay. Christ does not come rushing through your life. He comes to dwell, but you have to open your hands. So today, before breakfast, I want to ask you to do one thing. Name one area, you know what it is, where you have been straining to be strong on your own. Not through willpower, not through effort, not through pretending you can handle it. And with your palms open, say out loud to Christ, your grace is enough. Rest upon me here. Surrendering to that is not weakness. That is faith. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.